welcome back to another episode of Create a Life You Love. I'm Marilyn Foreman, and today I wanted to talk about finding your tribe and why that's important. I mean, it's a common thing these days. It's there's a lot of information out there on finding your tribe, and what's important about that when you want to create a life you love is to be surrounded by like-minded people. And not just any like-minded people, it's a community where you can completely be yourself. You can be honest. They understand you. And they will also challenge you from a loving place because they are one of you. They are part of your tribe. They touch your heart. They touch your soul. So finding a community that really makes you feel good about yourself and gives you an opportunity to share yourself and your gifts. And that's so important. It's a gift that keeps on giving because you are growing and changing and creating that life you love. You're helping others to create a life they love because what you see from your perspective, I've talked about perspective before, what you see through your eyes is different from what I see through my eyes and what other people see through their eyes. So we all have something to share that helps others to get clear, to clear away those blocks that get in the way of creating a life you love. Well, that's why I wanted to talk about finding your tribe. So do you have that type of community, that place you can go and be yourself? I mean, I have two of them, or at least. And one is very spiritual based, and people may have that in their church community. Mine's more of a spiritual based community where I can express myself in that realm, and I can get into great conversations with other people on that level. And now I may not get other things from that community, but I have another community that fills in the gap, one that lights up my purpose, that supports my purpose, that helps me to spread the word on my purpose. And I think that's really important. If you can find those communities, and they come in the strangest places. It could be, parents that get together and have common interests and can be themselves when it comes to parenting because they had their kids at the same time or their kids are the same age. It might be, as I said, a church community where you are you have a common spiritual belief that you can get in touch with and grow. It may be in your business. Maybe you're in a business that really stimulates your creativity and you love that because you can be in conversation with people that think so far out of the box and your ideas aren't completely crazy because they think the same ideas like you. And it may be somewhere else. Like, where are your communities? And what are they giving to you? And are you sharing yourself back? So in your life, look at the communities you have. Is there anything missing? What type of community is missing for you? And where can you find it? Where is it out there? I mean, I find mine in the oddest places. I am part of a very heart-centered community of people that really have a strong sense of purpose, and they want to help children around the world who are impoverished, and they want to wake people up to their purpose, and they want to wake people up to who they really are. They want to get them so healthy that they start to think about what else is in life for them. I'm part of that type of community. And it is in the oddest places because it's a network marketing company. And a lot of people have preconceived ideas about that. I know I did. So you never know where you're going to find your communities. Be open to what's out there and what communities are in your area or in your life, or that are close by that may have what's missing for you. Don't be closed to how it can appear. Be open to anything and see what you find. And I think we've talked about that in a lot of times before too, being open to what the universe plops in your lap, and be ready for change. Because if you want to create a life you love, you want to change what you've got, or else you'd already have the life you love. But also you want to be surrounded by other people that help you create a life you love. I hope this has been helpful. It's all about finding your tribe, finding your community that lights you up. And where are they? And how do they feed your soul? This is Marilyn Forman, and I'm always available for you. If you need anything at all, you can email me, marilyn@marilynforman.com, and share your ideas. Share yourself with me. I would love to hear more about what you're all about, where your communities are, where they show up that might surprise you. Have a fabulous day. Until next time, I'm Marilyn Forman with Create a Life You Love.